How do you feel about horses? They're gorgeous creatures, aren't they? We like to ride them, pat them, have a bit of a punt on them. But it seems more and more these days we're relying on them to treat a range of human conditions like depression and anxiety. So how could hanging out in a paddock with a horse boost your mental health? Jennifer Walker runs an equine therapy program in the Hunter Valley called Unbridle the Mind, and she's here now to tell us a bit more about it. Jennifer, how are you going?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, ABC viewers.
So when did you stumble across the healative properties of equine, of horses broadly?
Oh my goodness. Well, I've been a coach for over 20 years, and I teach a lot of children as well, and I think I sort of found that there was a lot of children that were coming to me, maybe coming through broken homes and things like that, and they would say to me that there's the one place they felt safe. One place I felt safe in the world when they were going through some of these things. I think that's actually what made me aware of the benefits of the horses. And then parents would come to me and say, you know, our children are doing better at school, their social skills are better. And so that's sort of what made me realize that there's a lot more than just horse riding and training that was going into it. So
you started out teaching kids how to ride, is that basically?
Yeah. So that was, I became an Equestrian Australia qualified coach, and then over the years I found the benefits, and then I've become a therapist as well. I do a neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy, and so I blend the two, and the benefits are amazing.
Yeah, okay. So what are the benefits that people get out of being associated with animals, and in this particular instance, horses, do you reckon?
Well, I think, we combat a lot of different things. From, I think anxiety would be one of the biggest ones that we work with, depression. We work with children and adults that have probably got some social skills that are needed, that aren't going well for them. So what we find that the benefits, I guess, just even people living in the moment, because horses live in the moment. They're not anxious about what's going to happen in the future, and they're not thinking about all the bad things that have happened in the past. So when you're working with the horses, you've got to be present in that moment to get a result. When we go in the round yard, people work one-on-one with the horses, so it really gets people in that moment. And when you're in the present moment, you don't feel anxiety, stress, you're just there, present. So I think that's one of the benefits.
Okay, so if I came out to your farm, then how would you take me through that process? What do you do?
Well, what do we do? Well, in the actual weekend courses, we actually have a theory component where we go through different tools. So we actually teach you some tools for anxiety, stress, living in the moment, managing your emotions, which is a big one. So we give you those tools prior to going and working with the horses. And then we do certain exercises. You get to do anything called hooking on, where you work with a horse at liberty, which the horse is actually free. Mm-hmm. So he's actually free to run away from you if he wants, or he can come to you if he feels safe. So I think what happens in that moment is you start to understand, am I letting that horse feel safe to come to me? Because sometimes it's all about, how safe someone feels in their environment. But when a person has to go, okay, well, I've got to breathe into my diaphragm and I've got to relax so that horse can come to me and want to be friends with me, there's some really powerful learnings in just those particular exercises. So, yeah, that's a major benefit I find as well.
They're pretty good at reading body language, aren't they, horses?
Well, yes. It's for their survival, so they have to be watching. They have to be aware, is someone safe to be around? Are they congruent? I think that's one of the things that we really get across in this course. When a person's congruent, what they say, what they feel, what they think, and what they're projecting outwards are all in alignment, then a horse, or other people for that matter, will feel safe around them. When someone's a bit wobbly or something's not going right, the horse just picks it up straight away and it's going to mirror back. If it doesn't feel safe, it's not going to come to you. The horses are very honest in their emotions.
So you don't have to ride the horse to get the benefit?
No. The Unbridle the Mind courses are actually non-ridden, so you don't need any horse experience to come along and have a wonderful experience and weekend. It's all on the ground.
Okay. Is there any research that proves that equine therapy actually works and has a benefit for people?
Look, there's lots of research that's going on. There's a institute called the HeartMath Institute in the States, and they've actually done a whole lot of research in what they believe is a horse's presence is more powerful than a person's. And so if that horse is calm, they will actually influence the person to be calm in their presence. Same if they're not calm, like say you're sitting on a racehorse, that doesn't feel so good. Yes. They can be a bit excited, so that can be the opposite. But so they've actually done these papers over there and these studies of the benefits that just even being in the presence of a horse that is completely calm will influence the person. Their heart rate will slow to the horses, their breathing will mirror. So that's where the horse can be quite powerful in just changing someone's state just by being in their presence as well.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's that old expression, you know, get back on the horse that threw you as well, about, you know, sort of confronting some of the problems that you have. And I guess in that environment that it's pretty useful if you're feeling vulnerable, and to win the trust of the animal in those circumstances, that'd be quite empowering, I'd imagine.
Look, I think that's a beautiful thing to watch. I mean, for me, like, I'm obviously extremely passionate about this work, but to watch the changes in someone, and I've even got a young man I'm working with, a young boy, he's 13 at the moment, and just he comes to this environment and he leaves feeling he's enough. You know what I mean? Just by being able to win that horse's trust, just being able to, you know, get these results with these horses. And sometimes that can just be enough in life, just to go away and feel you're enough.
Yeah.
So I think there's so many benefits to working with the horses, but certainly seeing those changes in people, I mean, like, it's a beautiful thing for me to watch. I feel so blessed to get to do this every day and see people's lives change and their emotional states. I think because one of the other powerful things that we teach in these courses is to manage your emotions.